Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This prayer here is the one relayed to us by St. Luke in this Gospel passage, and it's the Our Father prayer, or the Lord's Prayer. And I remember years ago when I was in the seminary and we were studying this prayer, I was really amazed when I thought about the origin of this prayer. It comes right from Jesus himself, a prayer that we say every day. Sometimes we say it without realizing how awesome it is something that was spoken by the Son of God. And he used that to form the pattern of our prayer. And there is a lot of things in this prayer that can help us in getting a better understanding of our relationship to God and our relationship to one another. First, we're to call God Father, our Father. And what that means is that God is the source of our life. Now that sounds like a simple lesson, but it's really powerful. That means that our life is good, that no matter what has gone on in our lives, we have a goodness that comes from God himself. And this awareness that our lives find their source in God himself help us in so many different ways. For example, if we are very successful in our life, we won't become arrogant because we'll realize that our life is a gift from God, and we'll give thanks to God for all of the good things we have done. If we're not so successful, and even if we've done things that are wrong, we won't give in to despair because we'll realize that God is still our Father, and therefore we have a goodness within us. It may have been marred by our own sins, but it can be cleaned up by repentance. And that God is called Father means that he loves us in a personal relationship. He's not just this anonymous higher power that we have to simply believe in but have no understanding of, but he is Father, and he's the good Father. And we have this relationship of love to him. We used to have this saying that we gave to people who were in all kinds of trouble, and it was, "God don't make no junk." And it was meant to teach them that God loves them. And we need to have this awareness that God loves us. And that love means we have to be faithful to him. Because you don't want to just say, "Yes, I know God loves me, therefore I'll do whatever I want, even if it's against his will." That's not honorable. And the other thing about this, that God is called Father, that Jesus wants us to call God Father, it means that we can have a relationship to the Lord. He's not far from us. He's very near to us, always. And then one of the other lines here is, we say to God, "Your kingdom come." That means we want to see God's reign. We want to see God's plan come to fruition. You know, in our own lives, we have many plans that could be really good ones. They could inspire other people. They could help other people. They could make total sense to us when our plans are brought to fruition. But in this world, very often our plans are thwarted, either through simply by life circumstances, or by negligence of others, or our own failures and sins, or by the malice of others. So we don't really want to see our plans to come to fruition, our kingdom to reign or to come. We want the plan of God to reign. We want God's kingdom to come. And so we should seek God's will in all things. You know, if everybody on this earth simply wanted their own plans to come to fruition, if every individual person wanted their own will to be done, then everybody would be fighting each other. But if we all seek the will of God that Jesus came to reveal to us in the gospel, then we'll come to an awareness of this higher plan that God has. And that, I feel, will be a great source of healing in many relationships that may be in conflict right now. then Jesus tells us that we need to ask God to give us each day our daily bread. In other words, we want God to give us just enough for what we need to live. I have found that there are two kinds of people in this world: people who are grateful for the things they have, and people who are not. And the people who are grateful, they may not have a lot of things materially. They may not be successful and powerful and popular, but they're thankful for what they have. They have a happiness that's not based on what they possess. It's based on recognizing that they have many gifts, that they're surrounded by gifts that God has given to them. But those who are ungrateful, they're very miserable, and they may have tons of possessions. They may have all the power and popularity and money and all kinds of successes in their life, but they're not thankful to God for His gifts. Well, they feel miserable. They feel like they have nothing. They easily give over to jealousy. They easily give themselves over to envy, and they feel angry when other people are successful or seem to have more than they do. You don't want to be miserable, so we should have this gratitude and live simply and notice the gifts that God has given to us. And then the final point I'd like to make is, in this prayer, Jesus tells us that we have to be forgiving to others. We ask God to forgive us. We need God's forgiveness, and we have to be sorry for our sins. But we also have to be ready to forgive others. We can still carry the wounds that other people's sins have done to us, whether their actions were of negligence or of malice, but we can't hate them. And if we don't have forgiveness in our hearts, then our hearts get consumed by that hatred. If we have forgiveness, we have a freedom. What others have done to us doesn't oppress us spiritually anymore. And so, brothers and sisters, this very simple prayer from the Lord Jesus is our prayer. When we say it, we should really think about what we're saying, but we also want to see this prayer as a sort of lens that teaches us many things about God and about life. God bless you.